Welcome to Morning Coffee with Rick Alexander. I use this show to explore the often unspoken of and unseen depth in life. If I could make a suggestion, as you listen, just try to do so openly and without reacting too strongly. Resonant thoughts planted in the psyche have a way of growing into something new, transformative, and helpful if we have the courage to let them. If you do find you are enjoying this show, the best compliment you could give me is to head to iTunes and give us a 5-star review, or simply share the show with someone you think it might resonate with. Additionally, if you want to interact with me, the best way to do that is on Instagram at @RickAlexander_. Without further ado, on to the show. Hey, happy Wednesday. Welcome back. For today's podcast, as I continue this series teaching out of my new book, Ambitious Heroes in Heartache, I'm going to start at the very beginning of the book in the prologue. So in the book, I really use the hero's journey. There's certain stages to the hero's journey. If you've been listening to this for a while, you've certainly heard me talk about it enough. But there are certain stages to the journey, and the reason I used it in this book is I think it's a really good structure for understanding your own path, your own psyche. Like, we are living a hero's journey. Now, we don't all make it, right? We don't all make it all the way to the end, but the option is there. And so knowing that the option is there, that you don't have to die in the underworld, is really important. Well, today what I'm going to do, so at the beginning of this book, I give a brief overview of the hero's journey. So I'm going to talk today about the ordinary world, and then I'm going to talk about the call to adventure, and I'm going to just talk about the wrestling that happens right there, because I think a lot of people are stuck in this often in their lives because we live many hero's journeys throughout our time here. So the ordinary world, this is on page 7. All stories must begin with the known world. Here we find Alice prior to finding the rabbit that will lead her to Wonderland. This is not a phase of the hero's journey as much as it is a starting point. It represents the known territories where we have built our lives. In this phase of our journey, we have a whole list of assumptions and organizing principles that we use to navigate the world. It is usually our personal hero's journey that teaches us how inadequately we understand our current reality. The ordinary world represents the early stages of our lives when we aren't conscious of all that is going on around us and within us. We typically haven't taken the time to think deeply about our lives and our assumptions. Thus, our internal biases create a house of cards that can be knocked over by the wrong situation or a particularly malevolent person. The ordinary world is full of people who are naive and untested. And now we move into the call to adventure. I spent a lot of this book referring to the call to adventure. In fact, I wrote this book as I was learning to answer my own call. This is what takes us from the ordinary world and calls us to something more. The right call to adventure asks us to become a more expansive and whole person. We should note, however, that answering the call is almost always preceded by a refusal and a denial of the call. This is because no one in their right mind wants to leave the comfort of the ordinary world. It is only destiny that can coax us to come out from underneath the covers and into the dark forest where we will meet our maker. Your personal call to adventure may be a project that you want to start, a book you want to write, a person you want to date, or anything that calls you into a different kind of life. And it's worth noting that for the purposes of this book, that's your call to adventure. Joseph Campbell talks about it a little bit differently, but still he talks about this idea that we start getting called. As we talked about yesterday, it's like you've got that inner knowing. Well, you're not going to listen to it, right? If you remember back last week, I talked about finding soul and what happens when you're learning to listen to it. But if you don't, like, you get further away from it and you start getting more and more dissonance in your life. And so it's worth understanding that we're all living in a conception of reality. As I said, we've got all of these models, right? We've got models about what'll make us successful. And if I live this way, I'll get this. And if I do this thing, I'll get this. And if I take this job, then these people will be proud of me. And if I get this amount of likes, then that will make me worthy of something undefined that I haven't really thought about yet. And so we have all of these models about what will make us comfortable here, what will make us appreciated here, what will give us belonging and love while we're here. And then what happens, the reason we refuse our specific call to adventure, and I know you have one because we all do, is because what that call does is it disrupts all of the models of reality that we have currently made in our living. And sometimes what happens is the world gives us instant feedback, right? Like, for example, I've really worked on not caring at all about how many likes I get on social media. And that might sound like a trivial thing, but it's something that I'm like really working through because I have outsourced validation to people for a long time. And so now I'm in this place where I'm really working on not holding either positive or negative feedback. Like I love to hear it. I love to engage with it. But I know that if I hold all the positive stuff and I put my identity in that, then I'll also be required to hold the negative stuff. And I've seen how brutal that road can get. And so the reason I mention that is because it's one of the ways that I've stayed safe. Now, one thing that happens is, let's say I make a post and it gets a lot of likes. And now that's relative to me, right? My following, whatever. But gets a lot of likes for my life. And I feel that validation and I like it. And then there's a hollow feeling afterward. It's like, oh, you care so much what people think. You got what you wanted. And yet something in it feels hollow. Now, those are the things we need to listen to, because what they're telling us is that this isn't it. This is not your path. Now, this might be your model. This is might be how you've learned to get validation or safety in the world, but it ain't it. It ain't it for you anyway, because there's something deeper to you. And so that's why the feeling feels so hollow. And so one of the things that happens is, as you contend with your own call to adventure, you come face to face with all of the ways that you've learned to make yourself comfortable and safe and find belonging and love in the world, even if that's not real, right? Even if that is a hollow feeling. Because what a lot of people do is they've learned that for them to be successful in the world, that's what makes them worthy of love or belonging or these things we're talking about. And then they get that hollow feeling. Well, what most people do is ignore it, right? They repress it. They just walk through it and they don't listen to it. And the reason they don't is because it will disrupt their model, whatever their particular model happens to be. And so what happens when we answer our particular authentic call to adventure, what happens is we see how ineffective those models actually were. And so as I'm stepping in to my path, which is this role as a writer, one of the things I'm finding is how badly all of my models were holding me back, right? Because to write, for example, my process, I have to be prolific. I've got to write a lot, right? Because I've got to know what I think. I've got to mine through it. And so it's a process for me of constantly writing. Now, if I'm constantly writing and I am also beholden to your validation, for example, you can see how that could keep me from my destiny. You could see how that could keep me from going down the road and answering my call. And so it's really important to understand that the reason that our call will disrupt our reality so much is because it has to. Because those old models, those old ways of staying comfortable aren't going to work. Like, what got you here is not going to be the thing that gets you there. And the reason that we often deny our own personal call for so long is because that's really hard to face, right? Because it starts to shatter your world a bit. And you start to question. It's like, okay, well, if that doesn't make me worthy, what does? If that doesn't make me, you know, whatever your model is, then what is correct? What is right for my life? And that confusion and that dissonance is really hard to sit in for any amount of time. But as I said in the Finding Soul episode, like, there's not another option for you, right? This is what you're here for. This is what you're here to do. And so when you have the, you know, maybe the courage, maybe the stability, maybe the strength, whatever it's right for you, it's important to say that it is time to step into that call. Now, something that's also really worth knowing is that that's not the hard part. Right? When you step into your call to adventure, over time, you're going to be thrust into the underworld. And the reason being is because you don't know anything about this new world. All of your models have been shattered. You do not know how to be who you're going to become. That's the journey, right? The hero's journey is becoming who you need to become to be the person that makes it through it, to get to the other side. And so it's worth knowing that sometimes we can spend years, lifetimes maybe, answering our own call to adventure. And then once we do, we're going to come face to face with new resistance. And the reason being is because, yeah, now the adventure is actually starting and you don't know how to be here. You don't know how to do these things. And so answering the call, though it's difficult, though we ignore it because of our own implicit reasons, right? Whatever it is, however you've learned to stay comfortable in the world, it's also worth understanding that once you do answer it, your life's going to get harder. And that's okay, because that is part of it. That is how we learn. Your heart will not open if it's not broken, right? And so there are all of these parts of life that we resist and we stay comfortable. And unfortunately, what happens when we do that is that we're on our path, you know, the path we're on, and then we know of another path. And the problem with having two paths in life is that if you're not on the right one, that one will tear you apart, right? It just will from the inside out, because the one thing you absolutely cannot do is be at odds with your own soul. And so this is the process of learning to answer that call. Now, something else too, sometimes we wait until we're who we think we need to be to answer the call. Like we're waiting on a ship to come and we don't realize that we're the captain. Like we realize that like you're being called as you are, who you are, for a very specific reason, because you are being called. You're not being called as someone else. That would be someone else getting called. And so oftentimes we're like, oh, okay, well, I'll do this thing once I'm, you know, once I get this in order, once I do this. And we can spend our whole lives in that way. But the truth is that you're being called exactly as you are. And though you don't feel ready, if you were ready, that would be an insult to the greatness of the thing that you're actually going to do. Because of course you're not ready. That's why you're going on the journey. That's why your life's about to get harder. And that's okay, because that's how we become the person we're here to become. And people that look their dragon in the face and they choose not to engage, I wish that on nobody, because what happens is they're torn apart from the inside out. No matter what their models are, no matter how they've learned to keep themselves safe, once the call comes, it's time. Anyway, I love you guys. Hope you enjoyed this one. We'll talk tomorrow on Morning Coffee.